This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The last presidential election and recent years at the state legislature have brought a new focus on the debate over women's health and reproductive issues, and in the middle of it all in the last few years has been Planned Parenthood. The organization's leader in Atlanta is retiring at the end of this year, December 28th, actually, after 32 years with Planned Parenthood. Kay Scott is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Southeast. Kay Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. It's fun to be here.
Let's talk about the last election for a moment, first of all, because it's the most recent thing. Did the organization cross the line from advocacy on an issue to actually partisanship, saying we're going to get Barack Obama reelected and the Democrats back in Congress? Did you cross that line from advocacy to partisanship?
I don't think so. I mean, there's never been a presidential election where part of the platform was to defund Planned Parenthood. So in some ways, we were not given much of a choice to be involved. There's been Republicans for choice since I've been in the movement, which is almost 35 years now. And we really, you know, one of the things I say to board members who are Republicans is help take back your party. I am struck many times now about how much the Republican Party as a whole seems to want to regulate very personal private decisions and health care when that really is not part of their tradition or platform.
When you talk about politics over what is essentially a health issue, that raises the question of the controversy recently over Susan G. Komen for the cure. Karen Handel, former Georgia Secretary of State, former executive at Komen, wrote a book entitled Planned Bullyhood. We talked to her about it here on this broadcast. Did Planned Parenthood, in responding to Komen's decision to defund some of the programs that they had worked on together, cross the line into politics? I mean, was there an overreaction that you felt by the national organization to what Komen was doing?
Not at all. There were weeks of negotiations to say, let's not do this. We've been partners for a number of years, and it was Komen who made that decision. And I'm really outraged at how Karen's presented this issue, that we were mercenary in fundraising, that that we were somehow implicated in the rhetoric that was around this. And, you know, I have to kind of smile to myself to say, welcome to my world, you know, that I have to think about the safety and security of my patients and our staff every day.
On the safety issue, in our interview back in September, Karen Handel said that she felt that Planned Parenthood helped stir up some of the very angry reaction that Komen got. And she said that, you know, she was subject to bomb threats and that sort of thing. And I asked her about that, and I want to play you a part of that from the interview that we did with Karen Handel.
Are you saying that the bomb threats, are you laying that at the feet of Planned Parenthood? Do you have any evidence to
connect laying it at
Planned Parenthood to threats of violence?
I'm laying it at the feet of supporters of Planned Parenthood who were rallied to come after Komen.
Because I think, as you know, Planned Parenthood itself has been the target of threats of violence and so forth. Is it fair then to say, okay, the pro-life movement is responsible for the threats against Planned Parenthood? Is that any more?
Not once did Cecile Richards step up and say these types of tactics are inappropriate. Not once. Instead, she fundraised for Planned Parenthood on the back of the demise of Susan G. Komen for the cure. And the only people that were hurt in all of this were the women that Komen was trying to serve.
Just wanted to get your response to that. That's a fairly serious allegation from Karen Handel.
Given the history that Planned Parenthood has of the harassment and violence to our clients and providers and staff, we would never, ever do anything that would incite violence. I can remember...
She was saying, though, you kind of took advantage of that or stirred it up.
We never would take advantage of that. We've lost people. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that we take every day. We have safety and security issues.
The other part of her allegation was that there was fundraising done off of that atmosphere of intense heat.
Well, I think that Planned Parenthood had no idea at that point in time whether there would be a reconciliation or not, and they did not want interruption of service. So when people ask about how are you going to fill the gap, then there certainly was fundraising done, but that was not against Komen. It was really taking care of the Planned Parenthood family.
Kay Scott is retiring as president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Southeast after 32 years with the organization. Kay Scott, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.